BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Trump administration has confirmed that it's abolishing a scheme that protected young undocumented immigrants in the United States from deportation. It's given Congress 6 months to draw up an alternative. President Obama, who introduced the protection scheme, described its scrapping as cruel and wrong. Hurricane Irma, one of the most powerful Atlantic storms ever recorded, is expected to hit the Eastern Caribbean imminently. Officials in northern and eastern islands have ordered people to evacuate and go to public shelters. Irma is expected to bring winds of nearly 300 kilometres an hour. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has told Myanmar to end what he called the vicious cycle of violence that caused Rohingya people to flee in their tens of thousands. The Prime Minister of Lesotho has called the assassination of the head of the military a serious setback to stability in the country. He was shot by two fellow officers. A left-wing Indian journalist strongly critical of Hindu nationalist politics has been shot dead. Police said men on a motorbike killed Gauri Lankesh with three bullets outside her home in the southern city of Bangalore. Researchers in the United States have found that the Zika virus, which causes birth defects in babies, could be used to fight the most common form of brain cancer in adults. Studies on mice show that the Zika virus can prevent brain tumours from recurring by targeting brain cancer stem cells. And scientists in Britain have invited the public to help them rescue weather records gathered from the UK's highest peak, Ben Nevis. By visiting a website, they can help to digitise five big volumes of weather data that were recorded on the mountain in the late 19th century. Once it's computerised, the data will help reveal how much Scotland's climate has changed since then. BBC News.